Oh, are we so looking forward to the weekend. Happy Friday, KKFT 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. So glad you're with me on this Friday. Oh, feel good Friday, fabulous Friday, freaky Friday, whatever you want to call it. 884-9910. That's the number to call if you want to call it something else, 884-9910. And don't use the other F word and it Friday. I've already thought about that, too. Monica at 991fmtalk.com, like so many people do. I love your emails, and I'm going to read a few of them this morning. John, I'm definitely going to hit on yours this morning. And the reason I wished you happy Friday and not happy Nevada Day was because today's not Nevada Day. Talk about a pet peeve of mine. This is just a day off from work. Nevada Day is October 31st. I'll wish you a happy Nevada Day and a happy Halloween on that day. Why we even have, you know, designations for days if you're not going to recognize that day and that date is so annoying. Just so people can have a three-day weekend or whatever. You know, sometimes it's just as nice to work for 2 days, have 2 days off, and then work another 2 days, and then have a day off, and then work, you know, that's nice too. Sometimes I find three-day weekends or four-day weekends, it's like, ugh, it's even harder to go back to work the next work day. Ugh. But that's why I'm not going to wish you happy Nevada Day today. I knew it was because, you know, I drove into the parking lot and there's like nobody here. Ugh. Oh, well. Speaking of celebrating things, we are going to celebrate this great state. We are going to party so good tomorrow. Tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. I hope I see you in Carson City. So that's another reason why I don't like recognizing today as Nevada Day, because how many people have now gone for a three-day weekend and aren't going to be around for the parade? You're kind of doing yourself a disservice there. Now, you know, or if you have been listening, I don't particularly care for parades. I think we should have a Veterans Day parade and a Heritage parade. Our heritage being Nevada Day, which is October 31st, by the way. All the other parades should just be combined into one. Let everybody be recognized at that one. But boy, we have a great heritage here. I hope if you're new to the area, if you're coming from California, if you're coming from any of the West Coast, any of the East Coast, the Midwest, for all these great jobs that are supposed to be popping up everywhere with all of the tech giants moving here now. We'll see. Still seeing a lot of homes on the home selling list and stuff like that. A lot of new apartments around that are still empty. You have to find out about Nevada history. Pick up a book. Watch one of the TV shows that shows the history. Yeah, it's not NCIS or, you know, big fancy show, but you know what? This is such an awesome place from the gold and silver rushes, from the mining industry altogether, from the sporting, the trails we have here, Donner Party. Check out our history. We have petroglyphs. We have an amazing history with the Native Americans here in northern Nevada. like I said, pick up a book. Actually, if you go over to the flag store, they have like a gazillion. Okay, that's an overstatement, but they've got like a gazillion books on Nevada history. Love it. Even have a trivia game that is really fun. But it just teaches you that why we say battle-born and why we say Nevada independent. It just, it's a real eye-opener. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Neil this morning. Hi, Neil. What would you like to talk about?
Hello. I wanted to talk about the emails that I sent you a couple of days ago, if you got any.
Yeah, on the green parties?
Yeah, on the green party and the mayor and McAfee, too.
Yeah, I got him. You know, McAfee, I'm not going to have McAfee on because he doesn't control his language. And I'm not going to have somebody on that just goes crazy and starts using bad language because there's no reason for it.
Yeah. And then another thing I wanted to say real quick is I heard this before on the news, and it's bullying, and it's some states are doing this, and I wanted to do it in every state. It's called finding the parents who are the kid is a bully. And Evadine, what do you take on that?
Hmm.
Have you ever heard of that? About that?
Yeah, I think it's good. I think parents should be held accountable for how their kids are acting, whether it be bullying or gang members or, you know, drug addicts or, you know, parents have to be parents. And if they're not, I mean, I'll tell you this, Neil, I hated school when I was younger and I would do anything to get out of it. I hated school because I was bullied as well. And so a truant officer actually came to my house way back when and held my parents accountable for me being out of school. And so my parents did something about it. It's just we go along this thing that, oh, the kids just need counseling. But no, we need to hold the parents accountable. The education system is not a parental system. So, Neil, I'm glad you brought that up. Thank you so much for the call. And let's go on to another call, 884-9910, whatever you want to talk about today. Patrick. Hi, Patrick. What would you like to talk about?
Hi. Good morning, Monica. I listen to your show frequently. You bring us some great topics, and I love listening to you. So I heard you way back to work this morning. And I'm a Nevada native, born in Carson City, raised in Las Vegas, and I've spent the last 18 years in northern Nevada. I love our state very much. Speaking about
good
Nevada
for you getting
Day,
out of Vegas.
Huh?
Good I'm for sorry, you getting out of Las Vegas and spending it up here with us.
Yeah. Northern Nevada, I still love Las Vegas, but Northern Nevada is where it's at for me. So growing up as a kid and coming up here for Nevada Day and whatnot, I always had reservation because I felt like Halloween got snubbed. And so I never really, as a kid, I didn't like it because we'd spend all day at the parade, which is great. I love the Nevada Day Parade. I love everything about Nevada. But I always felt like Halloween got snubbed. So me personally, when Nevada Day got moved to today to observe Nevada Day, I felt it was better because I felt that Nevada got its due diligence and then Halloween got its time. I mean, come on, with everything that's going on in the news lately, Halloween's already getting snubbed. And it's only going to get worse. So I'm glad Nevada has
The Christmas decorations are already out, and I was just... It's like I can't stand that.
And, you know, the black ace pumpkins, and you can't hang a skeleton from the tree because of, you know, lynching, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's just getting ridiculous. I'm just glad Nevada has its own day and Halloween has its own day, and that's all I wanted to say.
Thanks for the call, Patrick. I appreciate it. You know, I felt that way, too, but I always like the day off, too, for Nevada Day as Halloween because I love Halloween so much that I could get more into it. I've got the day off to, you know, work on costumes and make sure the house is ready for the kids. And because I am I'm a Halloween freak. How people do the, you know, the electronic decorations and the music and, you know, all the lights working together with the Christmas trees and being all over the top with Mannheim Steamroller. My husband and I do that with Halloween. All of our pumpkins, monster faces, all lighted, all synchronized with music like Thriller and the Monster Mash and all of this other fun stuff. And yeah, that's what we do. You'll still see skeletons hanging from the trees and ghosts hanging in the trees and monster eyes and anything that we can do to scare the little ones, because that's what Halloween is about. It's scaring off those evil demons and stuff like that. And now it's princes and princesses. Yes, Lurch, I know. Lurch will probably be there. I know Frankenstein will be. I love Halloween. And I know so many people still look at it as a pagan holiday. And it's like, yeah. But now it's a way to meet your neighbors and see the kids and see their costumes and their creativity and see them have fun. And it's just, oh, it's so awesome. I love Halloween. Everybody's turned it into something that it's just not fun anymore for the kids. You know, even working for the candy, it's not even fun anymore because their parents drive them to different neighborhoods and literally drive them from house to house to house. You don't even walk to... I remember when I was a kid walking through dark, scary fields to another neighborhood or to the school party that was, you know, off of a backfield, having people jump out and scare you. And it was just, you got that adrenaline rush and, you just don't do it by yourself. You make sure you're, you know, in groups. But man, that was fun. I miss that. Now the scariest thing we have is pictures of Nancy Pelosi and Nadler and shifty, shiftless, full of shift guy. Oh, well, nothing's ever going to be like our childhood was. And we get that. So whatever you can do, even if it's take today off for Nevada Day, that's fine. But do whatever you need to do to make it special for the kids. Learn about Nevada history today and this weekend. Come on out to the parade on Saturday. Starts at 10 o'clock, so you got to get there and get your spot early if you want to see everything. A lot of creative floats out there. But also, kind of try to position yourself around one of those stage areas, because speakers can only go so far, especially when it's loud. So if you want to actually hear what the, you know, the backgrounds about the floats and the people and stuff like that, you want to be around one of those speakers so you can actually hear it. I will be there. Dan the man, Mr. Producer, doing all that stuff in the background, he will be there with me. Craig, another one of our team members, will be driving us, and we'll have representation from our sister stations, Alt and Fun 100.9. Rick will be out there with us, and we're going to have fun. Dan's going to be representing KCMY. I'll be representing 99.1 and 92.3. But just come out and have fun. I want to see kids on the shoulders. You know, don't let the kids run out into the traffic or anything like that, because there's going to be horses. There's going to be all kinds of stuff. And strict rules, very strict rules this time, that nothing, God, I hate rules, nothing can be thrown from vehicles. No candy, no cards, no toys, no nothing. So, once again, it's all about your safety. Oh, well, that's just my thought. Hey, it's the Monica J Show, but it's your show too. I want to know what you want to talk about today. 884-9910. I didn't get to something yesterday that I kept saying I was going to get to because we were having such a great conversation. But I'm going to get to it today because finally a win for us regular folks on KKFT 99.1 FM Talk.
Ting tang, walla walla bang bang. Ooh ee, ooh ah ah. Ting tang, walla walla bang bang. Ooh ee, ooh ah ah. Ting tang, walla walla bang bang. Ooh ee, ooh ah ah. Ting tang, walla walla bang bang.
Do 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 do.
Oh, am I supposed to do a show here? Oh, okay. KKFT 99.1 and 92.3 FM for all of Northern Nevada FM Talk. I love Halloween songs, and we're going to have a lot of them between now and the 31st because I'm a Halloween girl. I was so surprised when my husband and I went in to Sam's Club the other day. And, of course, the deer are all out and the snowmen and the Santa Clauses and blah, blah, blah. I saw Halloween faces. They had one little tiny area and it had boxes of different light up scary faces, which... Frankenstein and I think a ghost. It just right there. So they had one decoration. But you know what? It was something at least. Couple of things for Thanksgiving, but like seriously? I'm going to have to put a video of our lights on my Facebook page or something because my husband works all year on them. It's so cute. And we always add to it. Everything's going to be synchronized eventually, but love it. It's the Monica J Show, 884-9910 and Monica at 991fmtalk.com. So what was I talking about in the last segment as we go in a win for us regular folks? It's not a U.S. win, but we'll take it as a win, okay? Because this actually happened up in Canada. You might remember me talking about this was months and months back, but Jessica Yaniv, if you remember that name, that's the transgender activist that is a biological male who identifies as a female, and he filed at least 15 human rights complaints against female estheticians in Canada for refusing to wax his junk. Covered it this summer by a lot of different places. I had to talk about it because that's just, yeah. So Tuesday, the Justice, this is how long I've been trying to get to this story. The Justice Center for Constitutional Freedom, which is representing five of the women being targeted by Yaniv, announced that the activists' cases against their clients had been tossed. That's right, tossed out by the British Columbia Human Rights Tribunal. Moreover, this is even better. He's being forced to pay $2,000 each to at least three of the women. They ruled in favor of the home estheticians' right to refuse to handle male genitalia against their will. This is so awesome. According to the group, the tribunal's decision said that human rights legislation does not require a service provider to wax a type of genitals they are not trained for or have not consented to wax. Moreover, it noted that Yaniv engaged in improper conduct and filed complaints for improper purposes. The activist's testimony, according to the ruling, was disingenuous and self-serving. Yeah, disingenuous and self-serving. How many times have you seen that when you hear about stories or heard that? In people filing these lawsuits that just have no merit whatsoever. They're just going out and looking for something to be offended about. They're going out and they're searching out these people, like bakeries that won't bake certain cakes or write certain things on them. There's all kinds of things. It even went back to the disabled community that people were searching out restaurants that didn't have ramps, even though, you know, the person filing the suit wasn't even from the area, would never eat at that restaurant. We've seen restaurants closed because of that. It's like, seriously? You can't even have your own business nowadays. It's just incredible. People searching you out for their self-serving reasons, being disingenuous, and just their 15 minutes of fame because they know someone's going to talk about it. But there you have it. Thank you, Canada, for shutting this guy down, or girl, or whatever he wants to call himself. Finally, a win for just regular people. It's KKFT 99.1 FM Talk, your live and local FM talk station. I know that wasn't really a local story, but we'll turn it to a local story, or at least a Nevada story, when we come back after this. Here's Fox.
You rang.
Sorry about that. I was just so wrapped up in singing the Addams Family theme, jumping around, and woohoo! Halloween's coming! Yes, that is my favorite holiday. Besides the religious holidays, of course, and Christmas and Easter. But Halloween, it's about having fun. It's not even designated a true holiday. It's just something that we go with and honor. We should have Halloween off. KKFD 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica J Show on Northern Nevada's live and local talk station. And I don't know what's happening to this state. I honestly don't. And it is really, really beginning to scare me. So, as we went through this last legislative session, we saw that Sisolak and all of the Democrat minions over there on the left were trying to turn Nevada into a sanctuary state. Got a lot of pushback from the north. Got a lot of pushback from all of the rural areas around Las Vegas. I ask you this, honestly, at what point, which laws are we going to get a list of that our elected representatives aren't going to enforce or are going to enforce? We'd really like to know, just as your average citizen, I'm sorry, your average American citizen. Because I want to include all of those immigrants who have come to this country, who have taken the time and learned the history and taken the tests and say, I want to be American citizens. When are they going to let us know what laws they're going to enforce or not? Because even though, well, you can't really call them do-nothing and Democrats in Nevada, because the Democrats actually did everything that they could and passed everything that they could that the Republicans rallied against. One of those being sanctuary state. So it was shelved, but I can guarantee you that it is going to come back in the next legislative session. I can guarantee it. How can I guarantee that? Well, because Las Vegas is now going to become a sanctuary city. Yeah. Las Vegas Sheriff Joseph Lombardo. That sheriff that signed on to that letter, you know, for the gun laws that said this is against the U.S. Constitution and I will not be, you know, going with this and enforcing it. So that made him look good in the eyes of some. But now Las Vegas Sheriff Joseph Lombardo announced Wednesday that his police department or his deputies will end their cooperation with the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, known as the 287G agreement, whereby criminal aliens are turned over to ICE agents for arrest and deportation. Okay, but wait a minute. That's cooperation? I thought that was just enforcing the law. That if you are an illegal alien, you already are a criminal. And then on top of that, you've committed gun violations, burglary, rape, grand theft, whatever, fraud. You're supposed to be turned over to ICE and deported. ICE is a courtesy for our law enforcement, so they don't have to deal with it. They don't have to do the paperwork. They don't have to do the transportation. They take care of that. It's not supposed to be cooperation between your sheriff's department. That is the people's sheriff's department. Okay, I want to know from Balaam now if he's jumping on this bandwagon. Because we've already had now Sheriff Allen, not Chuck Allen, Sheriff Mike Allen from Humboldt County come out and say that if the governor puts a law into place that, you know, he will enforce the governor's laws. So that letter that he signed on to, that all of the sheriffs did, in my mind, that letter is just BS. That letter is a let's look good to our communities so we can be reelected. We won't really enforce it. We won't really stand by it. Now, that is just a thought from me. Because he's already giving interviews that he will enforce what Governor Sisolak puts in place. I want to know how Lombardo and Balaam and all the other sheriffs that were questionable, I want to know what their thoughts are. And how in God's name can Sheriff Lombardo do this to the people of Nevada? Do this to the people of Clark County? To the citizens of Las Vegas? To the American citizens of Las Vegas? I know I was talking to Patrick earlier that he still loves Las Vegas. But we've got it going on up here. With them putting Las Vegas as a sanctuary city for criminal illegal aliens. Criminal illegal immigrants. Don't you think that that's going to bring them even more cause that in the next legislative session, which Sisolak will be presiding over, that the Democrats have control over, will be back that sanctuary state? Wow. Wow, wow, wow. What are we going to do? They said they'll work with, you know, the nearby ICE detention center to remove violent criminal illegal aliens. So now we're just breaking it all down. So first we had illegal immigrants, illegal aliens, and then we had criminal illegal aliens. And now we've split it up to violent criminal illegal aliens. So what's the next step? Really violent illegal immigrants? And then really, really violent? Only you can change this. Only you can call your friends and neighbors. Only you can call your family members who might still live in Las Vegas. And everybody around them. And people right here in Washoe County. Because you know if they do it to we love that saying, you know, if it happens in California, it's going to happen here. Well, even more stronger than that is if it happens in Las Vegas, it is going to happen here. Washoe County has gone from blue, or from purple to blue, red to purple to blue, and we need to make it red again. We need to start building our numbers and building our numbers in the rurals as well, that we overtake Las Vegas. Whatever we can do to get Democrats out of office down south and get more Republicans in office everywhere is the only thing that is going to stop this culture of criminal behavior. And I'm not just talking illegal aliens. This entire culture of criminal behavior, whether it be vagrancy, whether it be abuse, whether it be pedophiles masking as drag queens reading to kids. Yeah, remember that story time, drag queen story time? Yeah, the one they had in Vegas discovered, oh, one of them's a pedophile. How did we miss that? Because no background checks are done on people dealing and being around your children. Only you can stop it. You think I sound like a raving maniac? Try taking a look at the news every once in a while of what's going down in southern Nevada. And it might start opening your eyes. At what point is it no longer going to be Nevada Day and it's going to be, well, you can come up with another name for yourself. It's the Monica Jay Show, 884-9910. I know a lot of people have a little time off. If you're listening in your car, pull over. Use hands-free. If you're listening at home, thanks for being here. It's 99.1 FM Talk.
And
Oh, boy, have I got my opinions. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk, also being heard on 92.3 FM in Yerington and Smith Valley. Yerington, I'll be there on Sunday for a recall Sisolak rally, which we need to see happen. So noon in Mountain View Park, 12 o'clock, Mountain View Park in Yerington. I hope I see you there. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Jane this morning. Hi, Jane. What would you like to talk about?
Hi. Good morning, Monica. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Oh, great. I wanted to just add a little history about Joe Lombardo. Joe Lombardo was endorsed by the previous sheriff, who was Bill Gillespie. And Bill Gillespie had a very liberal policy, just like Joe Lombardo, when it came to fighting crime. This has been going on for a while. I know that Northern Nevada is very disconnected from Southern Nevada, but Northern Nevadans have to begin to understand there is a legacy going on here that just now you're bringing awareness to. It is great, but it's been going on for a while. There is the sheriff before Gillespie is Keller. And Keller is very tied into Longley Productions. Are you familiar with Longley Productions?
No, I'm not.
Longley Productions is the company headquartered out of California that produces the show about cops arresting people. The cop shows that a lot of people watch. Longley Productions hired Las Vegas's district attorney's wife. Las Vegas district attorney is Steve Wolfson, and his wife is Jackie Glass. And Jackie Glass got hired to do like a Judge Judy show. It only lasted one season, and It just failed in ratings. But Jackie Glass's daughter and Steve Wolfson's daughter went into showbiz, and she now plays the circuit in Las Vegas. So there is this affinity for the casinos and that environment and notoriety. I call it notoriety. Some people may call it being famous. In the Las Vegas area, that I think Northern Nevada has no clue of what's going on.
Yeah, everybody's tied together. And Jane, I got to cut you off. We're running up against a hard break, but if understood the backdoor workings of everything. It's not just, you know, one isolated group. It's all of these people knowing each other and wanting to be somebody and do something. Jane, thank you for the call. Just so everybody knows, there's been a roller accident on I-580 southbound, south of Neil Road. So if you're driving in that area, please be careful. And again, that's I-580 southbound, just south of Neil Road, a rollover accident. Be careful out there. A lot of people on the road for the holiday. It's the Monica J. Show on KKFT.